Good afternoon, Genesis.
Jeff, this is John with Local Splash. How are you, sir?
Hey, John, how are you? You're a busy guy.
Yes, sir. I'm trying to call you back every time. I feel horrible. I'm on the phone. But I'm here with you, sir.
Yeah,
how was your weekend?
You got me now.
Yes, sir.
Well,
yes, sir.
It's kind of rough there because of your Splash people, John.
Okay, what's going on? How can I help you?
You know how we talked and we said that I could have one contact?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that didn't happen. Like three or four different people called from Splash. And then you said that they will get approval before they do anything. That didn't happen. Of course, you bought the profile. They changed, which isn't even our profile advertising that we have. They changed the wording. And then they did a wording for our website ad. All the words we said needed approved first. Well, my wife, in the meantime, you know, she's going back and forth while I'm talking to you this weekend, telling them, no, we don't want this, we don't want that. And then they scheduled the meeting for today at 4 o'clock. Well, after much discussion with Deborah, it's just too much confusion to pay $250 a month and not have you guys do your job. Their jobs for all those people have a very peanut job of a little bit of a website to do. They ought to do that with excellence. Excellence.
Yeah.
Somebody doing a whole website might get overwhelmed with, you know, what does he have? Well, let's put this in there. Oh, he likes this. She likes that. She wants to run this. That's a little different, but that would overwhelm somebody. But you have little bitty jobs for each person, and they can't get it right? No, we're done. We're done.
Yeah. Well, first
we're going to go online.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear this, you know.
Because you guys are the professionals. We're trying to do something. Now we got to do it. I've had calls for 4 months, which is Google's fault from the beginning. However, you can't do anything about that. The big guy squashed the little guy, right? So we have to pick up the pieces from here. The pieces are, we don't know what to do. But we're going to figure it out because we don't need you. If we fail, we fail. We're already failing now. So we do not need you. We'll pick it up from here. And if we fail, at least we try it on our own.
Gotcha. Well, you're always going to stick out the fight. So I take my hat off to you, sir. But at the same time, I'm hands tied behind my back to say what's going on over here. I'm trying to read as well. Listening to, you know, what's happening and reading what they're putting here, and I don't know why they did not follow my instructions as well, too. Well, hold on. Can you give me 2 seconds here, because I see our main tech is on this whole thing here, so.
And if you guys have a system, you have different ranks of people to where they're over different groups. Well, if you have that person didn't, it was failed number one. Then when it went to all the different sects of different people to do their job, they have such a small little thing to do, they didn't even get that right. So, come on.
Yeah. Well, hold on. So I'm trying to figure out why this person. Okay. Yep. I already know that, like, you know, upon your experience so far, it is not great at all. And I'm reading through things of, and I'm just, my mouth is on the floor right now. If I could get the main person that's doing this website, Facebook ads, to really talk with you, and actually you have one-to-one, man-to-man on this one to say, all right, this is what needs to be done. Why is this, you know? Like, there should be no confusion. There should not ever be something going on without your permission either. So it baffles me to hear this because that's not what we do. Like, I literally even talked to – when I spoke to Deborah in the very beginning, that's a very key importance too. Like, that's how I talk to my customers as well. So it kind of
– And if you're the salesman, you're the first guy out selling the sale, making the money, which looks bad for a company to make the money and then not follow through. They're not doing their job.
Right.
So your head's on the table for selling the job and then not following through at all. You're like, wait a minute. I sold you something that wasn't right or what it was.
Right.
But
right. It makes
look
it
at
look
all the,
me look bad, you know.
The,
so
yeah. But all the stuff that was posted said approval. Just follow your steps back. Look what you told me. Look at how we said we were going to do it. None of it was followed through, and they posted it without our permission and changed it. Your wording is way over somebody's head. Way over their head. Well, if I had it, I'm talking, it's stuck in my ear right now, or I would show you. I can just text you some key words that it's like, what? Somebody's not going to know what that is.
Right. Okay.
Because people ask me all the time, do you do such and such? I'm like, well, yeah. Well, I thought it was this. No, that's what it is. Well, the advertising's always been way over their head. Take out the great big words and talk simple to people so they can understand it.
No, I agree. I mean, simplicity is the best
way to
go.
I'll talk to them about the specific, once I get the job on the site, what it means. I'll discuss and define the words. That's my job.
That's your job. Yeah, that's not our job on there. That's what I was saying in the beginning.
Don't
I'm like,
my job.
Right. You're good at what you do for a reason. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
all right.
I'm very good at what I do. Pretty good.
Yeah. Jeff, if I can get this main person right now, our Supreme Tech over here, to talk to you about everything on this direct call to you, would you be willing to hear that out? And then also for everything that's going on here, I would personally like to make sure to put, at least even for the billing, push it back 2 weeks just because of this whole inconvenience. That's a small token of what we can for, you know, and I feel horrible about this whole situation, Jeff.
That's what Angel said on Saturday. So if you did 2 weeks and 2 weeks, but if it's only 2 weeks because you had, that's your protocol, oh, if somebody complains, just give them 2 weeks. That's kind of like, what? Because we've been done wrong here.
No, you've definitely been done wrong. And that's why, I'm not going to read through everything now. I think the most important thing is get the right person that is doing everything.
Just follow through
and
with,
talk to you, you know?
Yeah, so. And like I say, John, I might not have the knowledge when you give me all these words from this guy who's going to be top-notch and do his job well. So it may have to go through Deborah, but it looks like I'm controlling the whole thing and that's being used against me, FYI, which doesn't really settle good with me because that's not the case. I would much rather hand the baton to somebody else, but when you hire somebody to do something and they don't do it and they have, I said, little bitty jobs and that can't even be excellent, it's like, wait a minute. This salesman just took our money. It's back to you.
Right. Yes, sir. And, that's why I'm going to try to say, let me make this right. Let me at least talk to this main tech. That way you have one point of contact that knows exactly everything. not different.
Yeah.
One person knows this, one person that. You have to talk to everyone. Let's get one person to talk to
you. When I do jobs, John, the customer wants to know, can you do this? Yeah. I got to go out and find the plumber, find the license, get the permits. They don't want to hear the problems I have and ask them little bitty questions. That's my job to get all these people lined up to provide a package for you. Here's what it costs. Oh, they did an excellent job for me. And you'll get more work because we like you. So.
All right.
Right now,
let me do this.
So good, but
I'm pretty high up when it comes to packages and things like that in the area. We moved on to a different area because we're working with you guys. Jeff, let me do this. Let me talk to my higher up. And it's pretty, it's not that far up above me as well. So I'm going to see what we could do as far as getting an extra 2 weeks as well. And then also getting the right person to speak to you. Would you be willing to hear that out at least first before making that decision?
Yeah, a higher up sounds like you're going to hire a senior guy or somebody. I don't care if he's two steps ahead of you. As long as he's ahead of you or them, not you, because you did your job. You just stole my money was all, which now it's coming down to that.
Well, I don't want it to feel that way, sir, because I really do care.
I don't feel that way. I mean,
all right, because I mean, I really try to call you back as well too. You know what I mean? So it's like, if I really didn't care, that's not the way. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And don't let that get out because people will be like, oh, this guy John, he's stealing people's money. Wait, let's microscope him. No. That's not. Don't twist my words. Not you. Okay.
Yes, sir. Well, Jeff, I appreciate you talking to me and being transparent. And let me do my job, man. Let me try to go above and beyond here as well. Okay. I will have somebody give you a call. Now, they will be calling you, though, okay? They're not going to be calling Deborah. I just made sure that I put that out there, too, so.
Well, that didn't happen this weekend, so I'm starting all over. I'm trusting you. Let's call me, and if I have to say, here, call Deborah, and then we'll do that.
Okay. Well, you can talk with him about that if it gets down to that point, but let me get this out here first, and we'll take care of you, man. All right? Okay, sir.
Thanks, John.
I'll talk to you soon. Yes, sir.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.